Dr. Schumacher, Vic Payne, and your progress. No, I'm Richard Luck, L-U-C-Z. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. The place was Covenant Glen and Franken. The date was June 13, 2022. Luck was seen regarding diabetes mellitus, comma, stroke history, history of urinary infections, and I was asked to look at his feet due to a wound. Comparative history, Mr. Lutz has weeping in the right foot, period. It's wrapped, and they wrap it twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays, period. His chronic lymphedema 3+, period. He denies significant pain, period. He does seem to get depressed and tearful easily because he's mostly chair-bound and he's not at home. And he needs help with activities of daily living, period. New line. His diabetes is fairly stable, the sugars being usually in the low to mid-100s, period. Occasionally they go higher, like up to 300, but that's not as often, period. It seems to be controlled with the current insulin regimen, period. He denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. He does report frequent dysuria, period. He's been treated recently for a urinary tract infection that's complete, period. New paragraph. His heel wound is said to have MRSA, and he's being treated by home care every Monday and Thursday, period. They do the dressings. New paragraph. He does have history of stroke, manifested mainly by left facial droop, but otherwise he's symmetrical with respect to his function, but he's non-ambulatory, period. The history of hypertension, that's currently controlled, period. There's no headache. He denies any acute cardiac symptoms, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. He does not feel feverish or having chills. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earaches, sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory. He denies dyspnea. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding or diarrhea. GU, he has frequent dysuria, frequent urinary tract infections, no hematuria. Endocrine, he has diabetes, no polyuria, polydipsia. He's not had hypoglycemic symptoms such as sweating, tremor, palpitations, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising and bleeding. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting or seizures. Paragraphic. Past history is positive for osteoarthritis, stroke, dementia, heart disease, hypertension, depression, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence. Family history, his father died at 64 of a heart attack, his mother died at 86 of congestive heart failure. He had a son that was deceased and had multiple sclerosis. New paragraph, allergies, none known. New paragraph, examination, he's not acutely distressed. He's debilitated but not acutely ill appearing. Temperature 98.0, pulse 73, respiratory rate 16. Blood pressure 110 over 70. O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck, people that are going to react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extractive is normal. All mucosa are normal. Neck has no nose. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. When you've asked for normal, it's 1 or 2, no gallop, no murmur. He has chronic lymphedema 3+. Abdomen, soft and non-tender. CNS, he has left facial droop, otherwise cranial is a normal, period. He is weak in general, but no clear lateralizing weakness on one side on motor exam, period. New line, foot exam. This was done and there's a right foot wound, period. It was dressed and I did not remove the dressing because it just had been done. He has edema 3+, period, with a chronic lymphedema, period. Sensation is intact in the foot and motor function is intact in the feet, period. No gangrene was seen, period. skin was otherwise intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Lutz has diabetes mellitus, and that's better controlled. And I will continue Lantus 25 units at bedtime, plus Novolog 5 units 3 times a day before meals, period. Two, he has chronic lymphedema. He may have some congestive heart failure, and I will continue the basic 40 milligrams daily, plus hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily. Period. Three, yes, for static hypertension, I'll continue Miralax 17 grams daily. Four, he has anxiety and depression, period. He seems to be stable, though he gets tearful from time to time, period. New paragraph. It's for static hyperplasia, and I will continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, period. Next, he's had a history of deep vein thrombosis, and I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. 7, is hypertension, and I will continue Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Sorry, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, please check that. Plus hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Okay.